This is Fresh Air. Trombonist and arranger Steve Touré has spent most of his professional career playing as a sideman in jazz, Latin, and studio bands. Touré has just stepped forward to record his debut album as a leader. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has this review.
That's trombonist Steve Touré playing J.J. Johnson's composition Lament. It's from Viewpoint, Touré's new album on Stash Records. J.J. Johnson first recorded Lament in 1954, but it didn't become a jazz standard until Miles Davis recorded it with Gil Evans 3 years later. Lament is usually taken at a dolorous tempo in keeping with its title. The decision to speed it up is an example of the fresh thinking that Steve Touré brings to Viewpoint. Remarkably, this is his first album as a leader. Although he's still in his mid-30s, he's extremely well-seasoned. He's worked with an impressive list of band leaders, including Art Blakey, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, Woody Shaw, and Lester Bowie. He's also played with Latin bands, and he's put in a share of time with studio orchestras. In fact, if you look for him, you can see him each week in the band on Saturday Night Live. If this were the 1950s, when there were lots of nightclubs and small jazz labels, a musician with Touré's credentials wouldn't have had to wait so long to make his first album. On the other hand, because he had to wait so long, he brings a certain ripeness to his first date. To be frank about it, just a few years ago, Touré was a glib and humdrum soloist with a fleet, poker-faced trombone style modeled on J.J. Johnson's. More recently, Touré has realized the horn's vocal and comic potential. It sounds as though he's been listening carefully to Vic Dickinson, Dickie Wells, and Tricky Sam Nanton, trombonists who spoke through their horns and who performed sleight-of-hand tricks with plungers and mutes. Touré has also blossomed as an arranger. Here's evidence of that, a bittersweet version of Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood, with tongue-in-cheek solos by Touré and trumpeter John Faddis, and some heavenly scored passages for trumpet, trombone, and cello. Thank you. Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood, performed by trombonist Steve Turay from his new album Viewpoint. Turay shows off his versatility on Viewpoint. In The Bargain, he offers a kind of sampler of jazz history. There's only one false touch, a tribute to Kid Ory and the New Orleans Parade Bands that borders on mockery despite its affection. But the pluses far outweigh that one minus. In addition to the sprinting bop and modal numbers that one might expect from a former member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, there's a dazzling salsa piece and an energetic semi-freeform piece. There's also a version of Miles Davis's All Blues. On it, Turay plays conch shells. He blows into the shells with what sounds like the same embouchure he uses for trombone. The result is delightfully exotic. Viewpoint is an impressive debut, all the more gratifying for being slightly overdue.
Jazz critic Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer.